Welcome back to Pack Mentality. I'm Matt Bauert. My wife, Caitlin, and I own Red Wolf CrossFit in Huntington Beach, California. And we started this podcast with one goal in mind, and that was to make fitness education accessible, engaging, and effective for everyone. Today, we have 11-year vet, Yvette Mayorga, on the podcast. She's very special because her entire family cleans the gym for us. They also help watch our kids. And we wouldn't be where we're at without the Mayorga's help. So they do so much for us, and they're a huge reason of why Red Wolf is how it is, because even when we record podcasts, guess who's watching the kids?
That make me cry.
The Mayorga's. So Yvette, so good to have you today. Today's all about you. You've been with us for 11 years. You're going to tell us our fitness story, which I know, but it's going to be fun to share it with the entire gym and everybody else who listens. Yeah. So how are you today?
Good. Good.
You excited?
Yes, very.
Yeah, so good to have you. So let's dive right in, shall we?
Yes.
So what would you say in the last 11 years of being with us, what has been like one of your most proudest achievements?
I believe for myself, it's been when I competed in Femme Royale. Remember Red Wolf used to host Femme Royale?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
So I've always wanted to compete, and it was something that I got to do. My kids got to witness it, and the coaches were there to train me. I did it in a team setting, so it was not as intimidating as if it would have been individual, but it was fun. It was good.
Awesome. And what specifically about that kind of motivated you to kind of give that a shot in the first place?
I always wanted to try something. You know, my kids were young and, you know, I was a mom. I wasn't working, and fitness was the only thing I had. Mm-hmm. Versus being a stay-at-home mom. And I wanted to challenge myself and push myself and see how far I could go and compete in front of other people.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I remember when you did do that, and that was quite an adventure, and it was really fun watching you, just in general, just watching your evolution just since you first started. I remember when you joined, it was through a Groupon.
Yeah.
And then you dragged Rudy in, and then you dragged the kids in.
Yeah.
And then seeing that whole evolution of your fitness journey going from when the kids were so young, mm-hmm. like when we had, I specifically remember when Dylan specifically was super young. I saw an old video that I came across the other day when he was super young, like doing a 95-pound back squat at like a super young age, which was amazing. And then, you know, Emily still participated in stuff. And then David obviously came a lot because he was the oldest. And how has that kind of, you know, shaped how the family dynamic is when it's kind of when all of you are involved in fitness?
Well, first, it makes me very proud that my boys are part of the Red Wolf community. They were pretty much raised by the fitness, by fitness there. I love it when they come home and we all share what our back squat was or how what was your time. It's something in our family that keeps us in check. It's something else that we have in common. It gives us something else to talk about. And I mean, don't get me wrong, when the kids were little, I had to push them, like, you have to work out, you have to work out. And now they go on their own and they're at different times. And there's a lot of new members that come up to me and say, oh, I met your son. You know, your son is really strong. You know, your son is this, your son is that. And it makes me really proud because they wouldn't be where they are now if it wasn't for, you know, Red Wolf. And they're strong. It keeps them healthy. They're athletes, so they're great in their sport. And I mean, they make healthy choices for the most part, but as a family, it just keeps us united. And I love it. You know, I love it. I love that they continue to be healthy and that they continue to invite their friends. And, you know, we continue to invite our family to come and enjoy something that we truly love.
Oh, that's amazing. What specifically do you think, you know, kept them coming back for more? You know, I mean, including yourself. Like, I mean, not many people stick with fitness for as long as you have, and let alone stuck with just a single gym for 11 years. So just kind of like, what's your opinion on that?
Well, first, my family knows that I need to work out. I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink coffee. So working out for me is my caffeine. It's the way I love to start my day. I've been a 5 a.m.er for 8 years. Never once in my life did I think I was going to be a 5 a.m.er. But when the kids were younger, that's the only time that worked out for me. And you kind of just get in the habit. For myself, I just kind of got in the habit just getting it done. But my family knows I need to work out. And that's the way I love to start my day. If I'm in a bad mood, if I honestly don't work out, my family is the first one to tell you. As a mom, nagging them, you got to work out. You know, I ask them, how are you going to be productive? Tell me what you're going to do today. And working out, I pushed them at the beginning. You have to work out. And Rudy would get mad. You know, don't tell them, they're going to get motivated. I'm like, nope, they have to. And slowly but surely, they just started loving it because now they come on their own.
Yeah, no, it's so true. Is that, you know, it doesn't seem like that it's a chore to them at all because... Mm-hmm. You know, even today I worked out with David at 9:15. I see Dylan in there all the time. So, and obviously you and Rudy. So, it's really cool to see how, you know, when you got them started at such a young age, how now on their own, it's like second nature. Like it's weird to not see them at times.
And as a parent, you know, you instill great habits in your kids. You know, I would be a hypocrite if I tell them work out. Yet I don't work out or Rudy doesn't work out. You know, it's like, you got to work out. It's for your own well-being, your mind, your physical, you know, just do it. It'll be quick. You know, you don't have to think about anything. Just go in and get out. And they love it. And, you know, there's other people in our family and our friends that you know, go to Red Wolf that enjoy it as well.
Awesome. No, 100%. And kind of backtracking here, but what was the main reason that got you started along this whole fitness journey in the first place?
CrossFit to me was, when I first started, was extremely scary. A lot of our law enforcement families did CrossFit or do CrossFit or are into CrossFit. But it was something that I never imagined myself doing. I was like, I can't do that. There's no way. How am I going to do, you know, lift that? I have always worked out, but I have never stuck to anything like this.
Really?
Never.
What were you doing before?
I was doing hot yoga. Mm-hmm. I would go to LA Fitness and do the step classes, cycling, walking, stroller skating with the kids. I was always active, but mm-hmm. I've never stuck to this, to anything like this. When we saw the building being built that we were cruising around, Rudy said, they're gonna build a CrossFit and we gotta come. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not going. There's no way. I can't do all that stuff. He goes, oh, you know, my friends say that they'll teach you how to do the movements and we just gotta go. Let's do it together. Well, then we saw the Living Social coupon and we're like, okay, let's try it. And it was intimidating, but I had to get over it. And I did. And slowly but surely, I continued. And there was a lot of milestones. There's a lot of things I did and that I don't do now, but that's okay. I'm still there.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say is like the main thing that kept you coming back for more? Because you said before that there was, you know, that you tried, you were always active, you were doing other classes, you had fitness experience, but to stick with this for 11 years, what would you say is the deciding factor for you?
There's two things. One is I really don't have to put any work into it besides showing up, and the programming's already there for me. I don't have to think about it. All the movements are, you tell me what I need to do. No matter if I've been there, if you've been there for 5 years or you've been there for 10 years, they're going to show you the movement. So that's one. I don't have to think about it. I just show up. Two is just the people. I've been there for 11 years and there's so many people that have left. You know, it's sad. And I think I've told you this before. It's sad that, I mean, we're not going anywhere, but people come and go. But I'm friends with a lot of people that have moved out of state. There's, you know, people that you know that I visit. They come to visit me. You know, we talk on the phone, not only social media, but we talk on the phone and text often. So I've made some really, really good friends, the community. And I made some really good friends, and I get to work out with my friends. And when they leave, we're still friends. So that's the second thing, the community, because you need friends. You need people that you like to work out with.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. I totally feel you on that. With so many good people have come and gone, and you've been there to witness it through all the years, and so many people move, or, you know, life just happens. Yep. And we still do stay in touch. And a lot of times they actually do come back. Like this year alone, like we have, even this month alone, we've had three people come back who haven't been with us for a while. One of them hasn't been with us for 3 years, and they moved back to Huntington Beach, and so they joined right away. The other one joined, they actually left in 2017, and now they're back this year. And then same thing, someone recently left that has been gone for about 2 years, and now they found their way back in, all in 1 month. So, so, you know, people come and go, but sometimes, guess what? They come back, which is always nice.
Yeah.
So, clearly, there's been a lot of challenges, both physically and mentally, over the last 11 years, and fitness is usually the first thing to kind of fall to the wayside. So what kind of challenges have you had to overcome in the last 11 years, and how has your training helped you overcome them?
I think, you know, everyone's fitness journey is different. I mean, we're a family of five, and everyone's fitness journey is different. I think overall, seeing where I'm at compared to people in my family, getting my mindset and getting myself, checking my own self versus pushing other, you know, people in my family, or, you know, pushing and people in my family, but just making sure that I'm working out for myself. There's a lot of things that I learned how to do at the beginning of CrossFit that I no longer do. For example, like box jumps or rope climbs, because I fell off the rope climb at the old gym, and it was, you know, much higher, but little things. But right now, I think my fitness journey, I'm taking it back to the basics. And I've been working with Caitlin for the past almost, I think it's going to be 8 months, maybe, with the build and burn. But I'm just taking it back to the basics. And like, if I'm starting all over again, new numbers, new PRs, new learning how to learn and do everything else, everything that, you know, I started CrossFit again.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, just pushing myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there is times where it's really good to kind of hit the reset button and to go back to to our foundations. And, you know, I say this all the time, especially when I'm coaching some of my newer clients, is that they always kind of want to skip steps and everything. I'm like, no, you have to master the basics first.
Yeah.
And then once you master the basics, we still repeat them and go back to the basics again. And then and master them again, because CrossFit has a saying where it's virtuosity, which is doing the common uncommonly well. And, you know, once you lay that foundation and you keep repeating them, then you will continue to see results in that fashion. So
I told Caitlin this at our last meeting. I told her, I think I'm starting to love where I'm at again. Not that I did not, but it's just like, I'm just the basics and the form and the movement, and it's like, More reps. And I don't RX. I never RX. I modify everything. And I like to leave myself notes on the score, so that when I come back to something, I could read it. I purposely did not transfer my old results from Sugar Watt to this new, because I wanted to start fresh for 2024.
Awesome.
And I explained to her exactly what I was doing. And you know, she gave me some feedback and whatnot, but I told her at our last meeting, I love where I'm at now in my physique and where I'm going. And, you know, I just tell her, I'll meet you. I have another meeting with her in October, but
I like where I'm going.
No, that's awesome. And what would you say is like your main goal right now that you're working on?
Obviously, everyone I says leaning out. I want to get stronger. There's so many different bodies in the gym, and we look at these bodies like, oh my gosh, she has a beautiful this, she has a beautiful that. But I had to sit myself down a couple of months ago and look at myself and talk to myself and say, you know what, this is your body, and you're never gonna have that because this is who you are, and that individual, you know, does so much heavier than you or whatnot. So you either need to accept who you are and where you're gonna go, or I'm gonna be screwed in the head. I think just accepting myself and where I'm going. Right now, I just want to get stronger. I want to do more reps. I'd love to get faster at running, which I dislike running, but I want to get faster at that. But just more reps. I want to get stronger. I want to hit new PRs. And eventually when you get stronger, you do weights, then the leaning happens. But if it doesn't happen, that's okay, because I love where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So you're kind of going more of like a performance-based like indicator of what success looks like for you, is just getting stronger and be able to do more repetitions of everything. Is there anything specifically that you want to get stronger at, or has been kind of like a milestone for you?
Well, you're asking me that today when I failed at my strict prep, and I was really close. So that's happening next week, because Caitlin said we're doing it next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, there we go. Yeah. Nailed it. So you're working on your strict prep.
Yeah.
Are there any other aspects of your fitness that you're working on?
Just speed with, running, cardio. Give me anything cardio, I'm there. I love the cardio. Weightlifting has always been intimidating, and you guys, my coaches, know that. But I'm learning. It's a process. I'm learning to, for my mind not to play tricks on me when I'm come up to the bar and it's a heavier weight. But it's just a work in progress.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Despite being there for so long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's really great, though, that, that I appreciate your honesty with that, because, it is intimidating. It can be intimidating, and especially when, the workout can be, with a high heart rate or something, and then there's something heavy on the bar, it can kind of get to you mentally. And it's really good, though, to hear someone who's been doing it for 11 years that they still kind of get those jitters. And, I think a lot of people can relate to that. How has like your lifting or your mentality of that evolved since you started to where you are now, and just in fitness in general?
So I start by the night before, I start preparing for it. So I look at the workout. I know when I go at 5 o'clock in the morning, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. I know what weight I'm going to be doing. I know if I'm going to obviously modify or not modify. Cause no matter how much time we have to prepare, you hit the panic button because you're in a hurry to get your weights or to get prepared for it. But I need to prepare the night before, and I need to know what exactly I'm doing, because when I get in there, it's game on, and I get all my equipment and my weights, and I know what I'm going to modify, what I'm going to do, and say hi to my friends or whatnot, and then go.
That's awesome. Kind of looking back, was there any kind of, other than Femoral, was there any other moment or experience at the gym that was really a defining milestone for you?
I think just bringing in my entire family, and like I mentioned earlier, just watching my kids work out, and they're adults, and just being together, and people coming up to me and saying, your son is really strong, or I got to work out with your son, or I think that's one of a very happy moment for me, because we've been there for so long. I've seen the gym evolve through so much. I've known you without kids before being married. The gym has moved. Friends have left. I made new friends, and I'm still there. It's just, there's so many. It brings me to tears just thinking about it, because, you know, now you have three kids, and I mean, they're part of our lives. You
yeah.
know, we watch them, and we're watching them grow. It's just pretty cool to see where RedWolf is, and you know, it's exciting to see where it's going.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sorry, I mean to interrupt. Were you saying something else?
Sorry.
Okay. No, I was gonna say, like, it's really cool to have someone be able to be a part of the entire journey and go on that journey with us, and to also evolve with us. And like, we relate to you guys so much because of, you know, you have three kids as well. And yeah, getting like parenting advice from you as well has been very helpful. And I think that's such a great milestone that you're able to get your entire family there, because I think that's something that can cause a lot of separation in families, is because you'll have, you know, someone will be super into fitness and then someone will be the exact opposite. And then sometimes that can cause tension, or, I mean, that could just cause, like, you know, it just, people just can't relate as much. But then when the entire family not only works out, but the entire family goes to the exact same gym and does the exact same workout, then you all have something that's collective that you can all talk about and be like, oh man, that was rough, or this was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait for tomorrow. What are you going to do? So it makes the family dynamic much, much better.
Yeah. And we all have different journeys, and my journey is different than Rudy's. Rudy, you know, David has different goals. Dylan's different goals. We all have different journeys. But the nice thing about it is we're doing it together, and it gives us something else to talk about. Not that we don't have anything to talk about, but it gives us something to enjoy, that we enjoy to talk about. And I mean, we can be, you know, getting ready for bed, and did you see the workout for tomorrow? Who are you going to do that? Who, you know, it's pretty cool that we get to do that with our kids. Cause how many kids say, I get to work out with my parents?
Yeah.
My parents are really strong, you know, and, you know, I could put my hand, you know, and just work out with my parents. It's just pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And it's cool because you also, like you said earlier, you set the example for them to start with. And then now they're just following suit. And then guess what? You know, when your family gets bigger and then, you know, they have their kids of their own, then they're going to pass that on. So it just benefits everyone. And then everybody will have something that's collective.
Right. And Rudy was born and raised in Huntington Beach, and people know exactly where I work out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we put it on social media, we share pictures, family, this and that. And they swing by. I mean, everyone goes to Costco, so they know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we saw you at the window, or we saw the kids, or we saw you winning.
That's,
you know, we honked and we invite them, but they don't want the challenge. They don't want to work, you know, they don't want to work.
Yeah.
So.
What would you say is be the biggest thing that holds other people back from actually taking the first step?
I think it's the commitment. And people say, oh yeah, CrossFit, you get hurt. Well, yeah, if you don't do the movements correctly, you can get hurt, but you can also do that walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just they're not committed. They don't want to commit to it. They don't want to make that lifestyle change. And you know, for me, it's a lifestyle. This is what I do every single day. I get up, brush my teeth, go to the gym, and if I sleep in, I, you know, I have to go another hour, another time frame. And yeah, people just don't want to commit. That's what it is. And they're lazy. Lazy. It's lazy.
Yeah.
Everyone wants it, but no one wants to work for it.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell my kids. I said, if you want it, you got to work for it. There is no excuse for you not to work out. There are so many times for you to work out. If you can't do it, go at 5 o'clock in the morning. Dylan's been going at 6,
mm-hmm.
and then he still works out with his baseball team. And there's no excuse. But overall, I think people are just lazy and they don't want to commit to it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're tired. Well, you know what? I'm tired too. But yeah, it's part of my lifestyle. So I have to do it.
Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because I mean, you obviously do a lot. I mean, you work. You also run Rudy's Mobile Taco Grill, which we've used multiple times. Advertisement right there. Definitely use them. The tacos are amazing, by the way. You know, Rudy still works, even though he retired. Guess what? He went right back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his schedule still isn't that easy, even though he is working a lot less than what, you know, less intense of a job
mm-hmm.
than when he was with the police department.
Mm-hmm.
So how has your family kind of prioritized that in a way to where, you know, in a way that's like relatable to other people who have just the exact same schedule, but for some reason they make the excuse that they can't do it?
I think you just have to want it. You have to want to get stronger, healthier, and with that comes, you know, getting leaner and making healthier choices. For my family, I mentioned I work out at 5 a.m. That's not exactly the time I want to work out, but that's the only time I could work out. On my days off, I'd rather work out at 5 a.m. and get it done, because then I could go home and shower. And if I want to take a nap, I could take a nap, or I could go about my day. But it's just part of our lifestyle. It's a to-do list. It's on your list. You go to work, you go to the gym. Either you go to the gym and then you go to work. It's on your list. It's not like, oh, well, if I get to it, I'll go. No, it's on my list. It's on my family's list. My boys are on different schedules, so they go all over the place, but it's on their list.
Yeah. I love that. I love how it's on your list as if it's a non-negotiable, as if, you know, you can't miss work, you can't miss your workout as well.
There's, you know, rest days, but the rest days is always where we go for a walk, or we're on a bike, or honestly, it's just a rest day where you're recovering in, you know, we have gadgets at home too. The Hypervol, and we have, you know, rollers to recover and stuff like that. But for the most part, if you have a rest day, it's a light rest day, but you're still being active in some way.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And clearly it's paying off, because, you know, I mean, you're still here, you're still seeing results. The kids are still coming. They've gotten exponentially stronger as well, which is crazy.
Sure.
Like Dylan especially, and David obviously, coming all the time now. Which is really great to see. So kind of switching gears here, but, you know, how has being a part of the community kept you motivated to continue that schedule? I mean, you mentioned that you work out at 5 a.m. even on your rest days. So how much of the community has helped shape that?
Every time frame of the class has those little groupies, you know, and if I go to another class, I feel like I don't belong because my friends aren't there. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know.
And I have been to other times. I mean, I still see people I know, you know, but it's not my groupies. You know, it's not, you know, the same people that I work out with. So that's one motivation. You look forward to seeing your friends at the gym. You look forward, you know, to seeing, obviously the coach, but your friend. And that's what helps me. And it's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I love it.
Yeah. We have people come and that comes at different times and they're like, I don't know how you 5 a.m.ers do it. I'm like, we just do it. How do you guys lift so heavy? I'm like, we just do it.
Yeah. You just figure it out.
We're in bed by 9, by the way.
I bet you guys are. So I know something you brought up earlier in the podcast. You mentioned, you know, just being here and seeing the entire evolution over the last 11 years. Kind of walk us through that, like kind of what you've seen in the evolution of Red Wolf and yourself along with that journey over the last 11 years.
Well, I've seen several coaches. We used to have several coaches. The gym was open. There was a lot of, we did weightlifting. So there was weightlifting classes. There was a cardio class. I don't really know the programming because my responsibility for myself that I consider is just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. I don't really care about I do care about the programming, but that's your job to take care of. But I love the programming, then, and I love it now. I think now it's a little bit more family oriented. There was a time now where there's a lot of members that were pregnant, and there was even pregnancy workout. I've seen people get married. I've seen people get divorced. I've seen people have kids. I mean, you yourself were very young when you started the gym. Now you're married and you have three kids of your own.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, Red Wolf is my second home, and I feel so proud of where you and Caitlin have taken it, because, I mean, I started not knowing a lot of the names of the movement and not knowing the movement. And I mean, I'm not the first to finish and I'm not the last, but I'm always there and people know where my square is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always there. And I wish people would just take the opportunity to just try it and give it 30 days and you will love it. Because like I said, I have never done something for so long. And it's a long time for me to be working out the same thing, the same, you know, CrossFit.
Right.
And sharing it with my family. But it makes me so proud to see all the work that you guys put into the gym. And it does not, I mean, for my family, it does not go unnoticed. Because you guys have come a long, long way.
Thank you.
You guys are killing it. I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you guys. You guys manage the business. You manage the girls, the kids, and you stay sane and have time for each other. And that's why my family and I love you guys and are here for you guys.
No, thank you so much, Yvette. And yeah, we couldn't do it without you. You do so much and you've been a huge part of, like I said earlier, our success as well, because so many times that, you know, you watched the kids for us so that we could, you know, we would make a podcast or we would coach our clients and we would go out on a date night and finally have some time for each other. So we couldn't do it without you either. So you're just every bit a part of the success as we are. So can't thank you enough. So with that said, you know, what advice would you give someone starting today? Like you mentioned that, you know, just give it 30 days. So what advice would you give someone who's just, you know, starting from ground zero, they're starting today, and knowing what you've learned over the last 11 years with us, what would you tell them?
First of all, I would tell them that before they even step into Red Wolf, they need to check themselves. Like, is this something I really want to do? Not only just showing up, but mentally, what am I going to do outside of the gym to continue for the 30 days or the year, or the 10 years? Or what am I going to do? Who am I going to surround myself around, and how am I going to balance it before you even step foot? Once you take care of that, if you're 100% committed to trying it out, you have to be ready to fail, because you're not going to be able to do everything that everyone else does. You have to be ready to fail, and you better be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not okay with it, then don't even bother, because you're going to fail. And, you know, it doesn't matter how long you've been there. I still fail.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's tough. I mean, the other day I was crying and I cried to Caitlin because I couldn't work out because my knee hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really wanted to get the power clean.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show the love that I have for something that I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell the person, you know what, before you even set foot, don't even waste your time. Don't waste a coach's time. Make sure this is exactly what you want to do, and talk to yourself, get yourself in check, and be prepared to fail. And give yourself several days, weeks, sometimes months, maybe years before you are successful at anything, because it takes a long time to get a double under or get great at doing something. But no matter what, the coaches are always going to be there for you, and they're going to guide you and they're going to help you. but you have to be prepared to put in the work as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love that how you mentioned speaking about checking yourself before you even come in and making sure you're actually fully committed, because I mean, fitness in general, it doesn't matter what program you do, it doesn't matter if it's CrossFit, Zumba, Pilates, doesn't matter. But if you're not fully committed to actually making that change mentally and physically, then there's no point even doing it in the first place. You know, like the whole, like you don't, I always tell people this too, when I like talk to them, I'm like, you don't want to solve a major problem with a minor amount of effort, you know, and do you believe in that? And if they say no, then I'm like, well, we're probably not the best fit for you, because the only way you're going to see your results is if you're fully committed and you're actually want to show up, or you can actually show up, you know, 4 to 6 times a week. And the good thing about that, though, is it filters out people for us, because we do only want to work with committed people.
Correct.
Because, you know, we want to get your results, and, you know, you're wasting your money with us if you don't even show up. So, and unfortunately, a lot of the fitness industry relies on that. Like, they charge a super low rate, as low as possible, to where you don't even notice the charge, to where if you go once, it'll be worth it. But then you always justify it to yourself mentally.
Correct.
And then, yeah, because like we're in the business of, you know, of helping people, and we want to get them results in the shortest amount of time possible and keep them motivated to keep coming back for more and to work out. Because, you know, a lot of people, I see that a lot of their main complaints or their main constraints is mostly time and motivation. And so I'm like, hey, we give you both. You're going to get a great workout in less than an hour. And motivation, you don't even need it, because all you have to do is show up. And then once you, usually 9 times out of 10, well, at least this is for me, you can correct me if you feel differently, but I feel like once I get through the warm-up, regardless of how I feel, once I do the workout, I feel 10 times better.
Correct. Yeah, I, same here. I think, well, like I was saying, I used to go to LA Fitness and do the classes. I never went into the weight room because all those machines are intimidating. I didn't even know where to start. I don't know. People are working on their chest or leg. I don't know what machine does what.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go straight to the classes and do the Zumba, not the Zumba, the step class, the cycling class, and then, you know, do the yoga. And then from there, I moved to hot yoga. Like I said before, I was doing CrossFit. I was across the street doing hot yoga. And I was like, there's no way I can do all that stuff. You know,
yeah.
There's no way. And, you know, there's stuff I really don't do anymore. I no longer do. I'm no longer interested in doing stuff, but I just want to be there and I want to move. And I want to, right now, I just want to do more reps and get it done.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I work out and I look like a hot mess. And all these people look so beautiful. And I'm like, how is it that they worked out? We did the same workout and I look like a hot mess. I don't understand.
Yeah, I look like a hot mess when I work out too. I'm all over the place. Today I was, at least.
Yeah. But yeah.
Awesome. So kind of going back to that, when you were talking about how you didn't even know how to use even the machines, how much has the instruction at Red Wolf really helped you develop your fitness over the last 11 years?
Well, a lot. Because I'm a visual person. Hence why I'm always in the front. No matter how long you've been there, I've been there for 11 years. No matter how long you've been there, I still need to see the movement. I still, you know, need to do the movement with the PVC pipe, with the bar. I'm still learning. I still have a lot to learn, and I'm okay with that. And it's not easy for anyone to say that. Everyone wants it and they all want it right now and they want to do it. I'm okay with not getting that movement. I'm okay with having to do it again. I'm okay with failing, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to get that PR next week.
Yeah.
But you just have to be okay with it. And it's been a process and I'm still learning, and I still have the energy, and I still have, you know, the drive, and I love it. I look forward to it every morning.
Yeah.
So looking forward to each and every day.
Yeah.
The workouts. I remember when you guys would release the workouts the night before, and so me and my friends would be like, okay, is it a workout? And now, I mean, that we have a couple of days to prepare. And to, you know, if you're going to have a rest day, what day are you going to pick, you know?
No, that's awesome. So before we start wrapping up things here, Do you, what would you say is like your biggest piece of advice for everyone listening to you? Like just give us like Yvette's like wisdom in the wrap up.
I would say just give it a shot. Try it. It doesn't hurt to try it and commit. Once you try something, anything in life, and you love it, you stick to it. But not only that, but if you make it a priority for your own well-being, mentally, physically, do it for yourself first before you do it for your family. I always make sure I take care of myself first, because if I'm not okay, if I'm not taken care of, then how am I going to take care of my family? But I always make sure to take care of yourself. So with that being said, just take care of yourself first. And whatever it is that you do, whatever type of fitness journey you're on, take care of yourself for your own health and well-being.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's often, especially in today's society, almost viewed as like contrarian, but it's so true that you do need to take care. You can't take care of other people unless you take care of yourself. And there's a great story. When I first learned that, one of my mentors actually told me the story that he's like, Matt, imagine you're on a plane and the pilot needs to make an emergency landing and they won't be able to land for like another 2 hours, but there's only one sandwich on board and everybody's hungry. Who gets the sandwich? Is it the children? Is it the flight attendant? Is it just the old person on the plane? Like, no, it's the pilot. Mm-hmm. The pilot should eat the sandwich because he's going to be the one, he or she is going to be the one who takes the plane and lands it for all of us to be safe. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times often people would forget that. And especially as parents, we often put our kids first, which is understandable, our kids, our families. But then when we lose our own health, then that's when that we can't provide for them if we can't be there for them at all if we're not healthy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I've seen this many times over with even recently, one of my clients told me about one of his old high school friends got unfortunately died of a heart attack. At only 60, he was 67.
Mm-hmm.
He died of a heart attack and left his wife and kids behind. And I asked him, like, was he sedentary? Was he active? He's like, no, he was very sedentary. And unfortunately, he just chose not to take care of himself. And then now his family is without him, unfortunately. And,
yeah.
You know, I think about things like that all the time, which keeps me motivated to work out. Like, that's the only motivation I need. And to eat healthy and is to make sure that I'm there for them to be a provider.
Yeah, and my family knows, like, they know that I need to take care of myself first and whatever it may be. But like I mentioned, I need to work out every single day and I need to work out at 5 o'clock in the morning because that's the only time I could get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get yourself in a routine, in the habit, it becomes a routine, you know. I get my clothes ready at night, you know, and I know my alarm goes off, you know, and you brush your teeth, you go. But my family knows that I come first. I need to take care of myself first. It's up, you know, everyone's different. I'm not being selfish, but if I don't take care of myself, I can't be there to take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. My family knows.
No, 100%. And it's fantastic having you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for sharing your fitness journey with us. It was great having you. And yeah, we'll definitely have you back on for sure in the future. We'll check in on you and see how you're doing. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Yvette.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If this was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review so we know to make more content just like this. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Red Wolf CrossFit, and please send us some content suggestions there. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, good luck. Have fun. Nailed it.